The first coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers returned 17 total starters, including 8 on offense and 8 on defense. Indiana's spring game is scheduled for tomorrow evening. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Adam.
If you'd like to make some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Good. Wrapping up our practice at our 14th practice this morning. We'll have a controlled scrimmage practice tomorrow, starting on the field about 6 o'clock. Some individual warm-up about 6:40, 45. We'll go for about an hour and 15 minutes, get about 70, 80 plays, kind of going ones against ones, so just another 15th practice, good work. Not a true game. Going to do a lot of fan interaction in the game with some fans on the field, with some activities and contests. And when the show ends, our school's having a concert. It's wrapped around our little 500 weekend. So we're excited about tomorrow. But really, we've had a great winter, great spring. A lot of guys are back. Our team's stronger. It's the best we've looked. A long way to go, but have really had a positive spring. And I like to say, as we've worked hard, it's very enjoyable working on this team. They practice well. And, again, I like our progress to date.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you would like to ask an audio question, you may do so by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Mike Miller from Herald Times.
Hey, Kevin. Just curious, what's the latest on Camion's surgery? Do you have any better idea of, I guess, what he's dealing with, what went wrong, and what's the timetable from here?
His surgery was this morning, and I'd like to let you know that I won the bet because I thought that would be the first question with Jeff Keg, so I appreciate that. I'm the winner of the bet, but his surgery was this morning, so do not know. And I had misinformation. I said on Tuesday, it was Wednesday, it was scheduled for the day. Coming off the field, the trainer said his surgery is complete and things are well, but I've not spoke to the doctor, so I don't have a detail on that. But I do appreciate that. I got a little side wager there. It was a good deal.
You're welcome, Kevin. See ya.
Thank you.
And our next question comes in the line of Bob Asmussen from Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach, what do you think about Levy Smith taking over to Illinois?
Well, again, you know, a team we're not participating with, so really hadn't, you know, studied it much. Of course, his background's strong, impressive, as always. I think our league has gotten stronger and stronger, and we're just trying to fight on our end to stay into the game with the Big Ten East and be competitive. So our league continues to enhance itself with quality coaches. I think that's attracting quality recruits. The West bracket is equally as strong and dominant as the East, as evident by Iowa and Wisconsin, Northwestern, the way those teams have played last year. So another good addition to our league, and we welcome him. I'm sure he'll do a great job. You know, with the crossover games, we won't cross their paths quite as much, except on the recruiting trail. But I'm sure they're full throttle, and I hadn't really studied those since we're not playing.
He hasn't been in college for a while. Is that any kind of concern for you or not?
Oh, again, because we're not really crossing over in other than recruiting side. And, you know, football's football. The game's a game. A lot of the values and the things you teach, you've got the recruiting element. You've got dealing with the kids with the social behaviors and all those things. And, you know, you can't cut and do free agents and all that. But the football side, the coaching side, the player development side, the relationships you build is the same. And he's a quality coach, a veteran. You know, we all played the game, or, you know, most, and came through the college level, coached it. So, you know, his staff, I'm sure they'll adjust accordingly. I mean, he's a quality coach and a great hire, and I think it's great for the conference.
Thanks, Coach.
And our next question comes from the line of Hundo Carpenter from Spartan Nation.
Good afternoon, Coach. Quick question. Obviously, with your offensive coaching talent, for you to gather and get offensive players is not a difficult thing, and you've proven that in your time at Indiana. But now with the bowl trip and with the improving program, how much has that been a help on the recruiting trail for defensive athletes, Coach?
Well, and a good question. Now, we have tried because as we've, whether it be just the players that were here or our ability to connect or coach or develop, we've had a little bit more offensive success. We have recruited, though, we think some bodies and depth and players that we need. Our defense is under new leadership with Tom Allen. We've had by far our best spring. The culture, the attitude, the energy, enthusiasm is much more what we want, what I'd like to see, and I'm very, very pleased with what's happened there. But I also think our defensive unit has been recruited that way in previous years. So there was a lot of guys coming back. You know, I think we just said we had 17 starters back, 8 back on defense. We lost no seniors at linebacker, no seniors in the secondary. So your first team, second team, third team, there's a lot of guys back. I think that's helping in the transition. And this year's recruiting class, previous one we just signed, it was actually a lot of offensive guys because we had concentrated so heavily. So hopefully we've addressed that. But going back to answering the starter question, I do think we were more competitive last year. I think being competitive and getting to bowls nice, but I don't think the bowl thing helped us as much as being so competitive the last couple of years and showing that we're not quite winning yet, but we're playing pretty exciting football.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one. Our next question comes in the line of Lee Barfnick from Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Kevin, how worried were you about seeing if Dan Feeney might have gone to the NFL and now that he's coming back, what do you expect from him and how do you fit the whole offensive line together?
Yeah, well, again, Dan's a guy you guys will visit with later. To me, not only a tremendous football player, I know you guys kind of had him on some of the Outland watch list that you guys, I think, probably out of what's going on over there with your Omaha group out in Nebraska. He's had a lot of good linemen. Dan's about as good as I've ever seen with the complete package, toughness, intelligence, consistency, loves to work, loves the game, going to give you a great go every day. You know, he weighed hard whether he should or shouldn't come back. I think as good as he is, he knows he can mature and get better. I think he's also buying into IU football and our football family, and he wants the football family to be better. So I was indebted to Dan whether he came back or not. I'm even more now because he just sets a standard of prepping and playing. And like I said, I love him to death. I think he's one of the best players in the Big Ten.
Good. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Alex McCarthy from Inside Indiana.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Awesome.
Just wanted to, you know, go into the spring game. I know it's, you know, the last practice and things like that. How much can you really take out of it in terms of larger conclusions about the spring?
Well, for our fans, again, we're hoping to have a great crowd. We've got a concert set around Little 500. I think they sold 4,000 for that. And that stage is going to be set up off the field at the very far end. We'll have a full field, a great show. We're really just, though, going a lot of good on good. Our defense needs to play together. Our young quarterbacks need to keep developing, getting timing. So we're going to, I think, cosmetically for our fan base, put on a show that they're going to see a lot of good things and see a football team that's getting better. And they're going to be able to take a lot of pride in the way these guys are going. But at the end of the day, for me, it's practice 15. And we want a good go. We want a clean go. We want to keep learning and growing. We just had, Alex, I think, an awesome practice here today. Very, very pleased with our leaders and coaches and the way they approach the process of working. Winter was awesome. This has been a good spring. There can be a hot player in the spring game or a guy off target, and we can all make those judgments. But as the football coach, the head guy, Lean Deal, this group's gotten better, and I'm very, very proud and pleased with this team. And that being said, I'll turn it over to Dan Feeney. You can lead into it up there. But good to be with you guys, and you're going to talk to one of the Big Ten's best right here. Thank you.
Cool.
Thanks, Coach. Like you just said, next on the teleconference is Indiana's Dan Feeney. The senior offensive lineman was a first-team All-Big Ten selection and an All-American last season, and has started 37 career games while allowing just one sack and more than 2,700 snaps. Dan, thank you for joining us today. Hello, Dan, do we have you? Well, just one moment while we get Dan back on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, Dan, do we have you now?
Yeah, we got you. Sorry about that.
No problem. Would you just want to give us some quick thoughts on the spring, and then we'll take some questions?
Yeah, definitely. I think this spring camp has gone really good. We've had a lot of young guys take a lot of reps, get a lot more experience into the game and how we do stuff. So I think that it was a really big development for the young guys. You know, Simon Stepniak, Brandon Knight, Devondre Love, cats like that in the O-line world, and then Luke Timian, receivers and stuff like that. So I think that as a unit, we definitely developed, and it was definitely good to see the defense with Coach Allen definitely come together. They're definitely flying around, and it's great to see from them. So all in all, I think it was a very good spring, and as a team, I think we all developed and stepped up.
Thanks, Dan. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
As a reminder, that is star one. And our first question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Dan, I'm just curious how close you came to leaving for the NFL and then what ultimately led you to come back.
Oh, you know, it was a bigger decision for me. I definitely had a lot of help from Coach Wilson, Coach Fry, and kids like Jason Spriggs and Colin Rarick. They definitely gave me good advice, and they were definitely weighing in as a third party. So they definitely were giving me both positives and negatives of going, and I felt that there's a lot more positives of staying, and I felt like for the team, just coming back was the best thing to do, and I feel like that I can further my skills as an offensive lineman.
Okay. Do you guys feel like Indiana football's finally getting some respect? I mean, you played a lot of really good teams close last year. Do you kind of think you're on the verge of something here?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as you can see from the Pinstripe Bowl, we're just inching towards it, and I think this year we can definitely explode and get a lot more than six wins, and that's what all these guys are hoping for and playing for and practicing for. So I think that this new defense is definitely going to help us get to a lot more wins, and I think that they're flying around doing great things over there. And I think that a bunch of the young guys are going to help us step up and give us depth and a lot more competitive nature in our practices so that we can be a better team.
Good. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Daniel Uthman from USA Today.
Dan, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. Hey, the NCAA just approved a couple of proposals that are going to allow more electronic communication between coaches recruiting and prospects. I'm just wondering from your standpoint, thinking back to when you're recruiting, would you have liked to have had unlimited texting coming from coaches from different programs, or was it the way you had it was just fine? I mean, did you feel like you needed more communication with cell phones and stuff than you had?
I think the way that I did it back in the day was definitely a good way to communicate. You know, you didn't have coaches hammering you all the time every day about your decision. You know, as a high school player, it's kind of hard to make a life-changing decision. So, you know, you got to give them time. You got to let them think and make the decision that's best for them. So I think that back in the day when it was a little stricter communication, I think that was good. And I think that it was just enough, you know, not too much, but not too little either. So I think it was good back in the day.
And our next question comes from the line of Alex McCarthy from Inside Indiana.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. When IU hired Tom Allen, you know, Coach Wilson was talking about wanting him to change the culture and to change kind of the demeanor of the defense. How much have you seen guys on the defense kind of embrace that culture and kind of change their attitude maybe?
Yeah, it's big time. You know, Coach Allen, he's a high intensity, high work ethic, and he's definitely changing the face of the defense, and it's really good to see. You know, just in practice alone, you can see him more aggressive, going for more turnovers, getting super hyped up when they get a pick or a turnover, and it's honestly great to see. And I think he was a really good addition to the team, and he's bringing it every day. You know, it's not up and down or anything like that. It's every day he's consistent. He's bringing a constant juice and constant energy to the defense, and it's really good to see.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yep, no problem.
We've got time for one last question.
All righty.
And our final question comes from the line of Hundo Carpenter with Spartan Nation.
Dan, coaches are paid millions of dollars to be at a school, but you are going to be probably the only one on your team that left millions of dollars on the table to come back. Being an offensive star like you are, clearly I think it spells that you have a ton of confidence on the improving Indiana defense. Is it a fair narrative to say that the offense has always been at the top level, and if Indiana's defense can improve, this team has a chance to be a surprise competitor?
No, I think our offense definitely has to get better. I mean, we've done well in the past, but I think that we can definitely do better. We got bigger things coming. We got a lot of young guys developing. You know, we're losing Jason Spriggs and Nate Sudfeld, but we got a lot of young cats coming up that we're excited about. And the defense, as I was saying earlier, they're bringing it every day. You know, they're competitive, they're aggressive, they're getting super hyped up on turnovers or interceptions. And I think that as a whole, this team will come together and be a very tough competitor for anybody in the Big Ten.
Well, Dan, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck with the upcoming season.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.